The major finding is really it's quite simple. What we've done is mapped where the forest has been burnt, when it was burnt, and how frequently it's been burnt in the last 25 years. And what the key results are showing is that Australia is now experiencing more megafires than it's ever done. There have been three since 2003, and there was only one between 1850 and 2000. So these are fires more than a million hectares in size. And so the 2019-20 fires in Victoria, but also spilling across into New South Wales, were the largest fires we've had in forest environments since 1939. What we also see is that wood production forests are significantly more likely to burn, and they also burn more frequently than do national parks. So the statistics are quite stark. 63% of all wood production forest in Victoria has been burnt in the last 25 years. In national parks, it's 44%. But the other thing that's really important in terms of forest recovery here is that substantial areas are burning not once, not twice, but sometimes three and even four times in the last 25 years. So the frequency of fire, or the number of fires in these environments, is getting very, very high, and the recovery time is very low. Some places are burning every 5 or 6 years. That's simply not long enough for many species, including the forest itself, to recover before it gets slammed again with another fire.
So what does this mean for the logging industry? So what you're saying is logging actually dries out the forests.
So logging does several things. The first one is that, yes, it dries out the forest. We lose tree fern, and then we replace an old forest, which is less prone to high-severity fire, with young forest, which is highly prone to high-severity fire. The other thing that happens is that we add extra fuel to the forest. So logging leaves behind a large amount of debris, tree heads, lateral branches, bark and the like. And that adds also to the fire fuel. So we've got drier forests with more fuel. And in these times where we're having hotter temperatures and drier drought conditions, this is truly a recipe for disaster. And that's exactly what we've just seen.
So what's the answer, do you think, David?
The answer here is we need to look at the resource and we need to look at how much fire we're having. And what we see is that the chances of a tree growing old enough to become a saw log are now very low, around about 20%. So that means that a tree has 80% chance of being burnt before it gets to 80 years to become a saw log. That means that there's a high degree of resource uncertainty for industry. And what we need to do is we need to start to move the industry wholly into plantations, which are more straightforward to protect and can grow a crop more quickly before fire returns. And this is about securing jobs for people in regional Australia and thinking deeply about our resource at a time when we're getting more and more fires. So we need to recognise that Southern Australia has experienced three major mega fires in 17 years. So the chances of another mega fire in the next decade are very high. And we need to be thinking about preparing our regional communities for this and preparing our industries for these kinds of conditions. And business as usual is not possible under these circumstances.
And where's the industry headed at the moment in terms of plantation?
Well, we already know in New South Wales and in Victoria that 88% of all sawn timber in both states already comes from plantations. We also know that in states like Victoria, 75% of all the eucalypt and pulp logs produced in the state get exported overseas. We need to be processing that material in the state. We need to be processing that material so that there are jobs for Australians and Victorians and people in New South Wales in Australia processing that material. And the current trade issues with China mean that we need to rethink what we're doing here and be smarter about it and process the material that we grow in this country in this country.
And sorry, you broke up then. So you're saying process the wood chips here in Australia?
That's right. Process the wood chips from plantations. And let's use native forests for higher value, better outcomes. And those higher value outcomes are for producing water, for storing large amounts of carbon through starting a carbon storage industry, and using logging contractors as elite firefighters in the summer to protect lives and property, and to facilitate hazard reduction burning close to urban environments and regional environments and country towns in the winter when there's a window to do hazard reduction burning close to towns and to people. That's when it's most effective. So there are important jobs to be had here. There are important roles that people need to play in regional communities, and there's a path forward. essentially what we're calling for is governments to move into this space and to rethink what's happening given what we're dealing with at the moment with this increased fire.
And plantations, is there a fear that the native forest that is here at the moment could be then cleared for plantation?
There were rules in the 1980s which prevented that from happening, and they were good rules, and that means that we need to look at where else we might want to establish plantations, and some areas of cleared land will be appropriate to do that. And again, we need to be clever about how we do this and sophisticated, and that is to think about things like farm forestry and establishing tree plots on agricultural land so we can diversify farmers' businesses and their income streams. And we should be able to add carbon storage and carbon on farms as part of this process. So there's some important things to be done. There's some good science to support that, those transitions and the diversification of economies. And there is some clear way forward. And I hope that under this new environment, post-COVID-19, there'll be some good decisions made in this natural resource management area.
As a scientist, how frustrated are you at the moment when you see governments looking at the science in relation to COVID-19, but having ignored the science in relation to climate change and ecology for so long?
Yes, it's very frustrating, but at the same time, it's so important that we make better decisions. So it's so important to stick with this and continue to argue the case for change. And I'll continue to do that for the next 20 to 30 years because it's important. It's important to protect people's safety in regional areas. It's important to find new forms of employment and income in regional and rural areas. And it's important to rethink the values of our natural assets and how we can do better things with them to benefit not only this generation but the ones to come.